Well, we are joined today by Griswold FFA advisor Kevin Blair, and we're going to talk a little bit about some experiences that the youngsters have had here recently. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, Jim.
You know, sometimes people think that the learning experience ends when they let out for school at the end of the year, but sometimes these classroom experiences just present themselves at other times, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
Well, I know Monsanto gave you an opportunity here recently to come on out to their Atlantic Research Facility, and a bunch of FFA kids got a chance to go out and experience some things. How'd that go?
It went real well. Had a really nice day, and the rain held off until we got through the workshops. So that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of students that that went from a number of area FFA clubs, right?
Yeah, there are several chapters there. I'm thinking there are about six or seven chapters and around 50 kids.
Yeah, it looks, I've got a short list here, and I don't know if I have them all, but it's, it says here, Dare Casey, Corning, Creston, Guthrie Center, Harlan, IKM, Manning, Shenandoah, along with the Griswold youngsters.
Yeah.
That sound right? How many Griswold FFA students attended?
I took 11 kids.
11 kids, okay. Now, was this voluntary, or did Jeff twist an arm?
No, it's voluntary. They all started several years ago when Monsanto would have their grower days, and Griswold kind of had the connection there with Monsanto through Bill Backus, and we'd go up and park cars, and then when we were done parking the cars and assisting the grower dealers on the direction where to go and the trolleys and so forth, then we would go and kind of jump in and see some of the technology they had going on. And last year they didn't have a grower day, but they still wanted to do something with the kids, and they came up with this idea of bringing in local FFA chapters and have the kids come up and see what they were doing for part of a day, and they put on kind of insight to the Iowa FFA agronomy contest, where they have several different workshops. Talking about weed identification, soils, and some crop technology. So that's kind of where it stemmed from. Mm-hmm. And last year was the first year for that FFA day, and so this was the second year for it. And it's been a good thing.
Well, I know in FFA you're trying to get an education about the entire process from start to finish with a lot of these youngsters, but it's the middle part that sometimes gets lost because the school year really doesn't focus so much on the growing season. It's not during the growing season so much. Is this a different, kind of a unique opportunity then for the kids?
Oh, it sure is. Just what you were saying, it's really hard to go out and show a plant that's growing when we don't have school, when the plants are really growing. So this is a great opportunity for these kids to see the actual thing in action that we've been discussing in class.
Well, some of these youngsters have grown up and live on farms, too, so you can imagine that some of them would be able to see this. But I assume that some of these kids, this is an opportunity that they wouldn't normally have out their back door.
No, they wouldn't. I've got some kids that go that don't live on a farm. They just go because it's a FFA activity, and they're in agriculture, and they want to see what we're talking about. So that's what makes it kind of a nice thing, is that kids with all backgrounds get to go up and experience this field day.
Yeah. What does it mean for kids to be able to do something like this firsthand as opposed to just the classroom learning?
Say that again.
I said as opposed to just classroom learning, what does it mean for kids to be able to get out there firsthand and experience these things?
Tell the kids about it, show them PowerPoints, and we can have all kinds of discussions. But until they go out and see, people have a real job doing exactly what we've discussed, and they can see how much farther that, they take it to the next level, that not only do they get experience the new crop technologies and, explain that, this is what I do for a day, that it leads right into that careers. So not only does it tie a hands-on experience to the kids, but also a chance to see that there's careers in these fields that the kids can choose from.
Tell me, how important is it to have these kinds of corporate partners that'll jump in and help you do things like this? A lot of these kids maybe aspire to work for some of these types of companies down the road, and for them to be able to see that kind of cooperation, that's got to be invaluable.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. saying that these, you know, big corporations care enough to, you know, they don't spend a lot of money on the day, but it takes their people out of a day of work or production to spend it to show, you know, our kids, this is what we do. These are some of the things that our company works on. You know, what can we do to help you, you know, for maybe an FFA contest or help you understand, to help that, you know, works better in your plant science class, your horticulture class, or however it works out. So it's a great thing that Monsanto's done to put this field day on for these kids.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other companies that do different types of things like this for you?
Not really. We have worked with a local Pioneer dealer in Griswold. Did a field day, helped him with the field day. He dug a pit and a soil pit, and my FFA kids that done soil judging went over, and not only did we get to practice with that pit, but when he had his field day, my kids described and explained the soil to the growers that came in for that day. So his customers got to see my kids, and my kids explained to his customers about the soils and what we look for and changes that could be made. And so that was a really good day for those kids to be able to have the interaction with an actual grower.
Sure. As an instructor, do you notice a difference in some of the attitudes of the kids when you get a chance to get out and get out of the classroom and do some of this type of thing?
Kids always enjoy the, you know, the hands-on activities, and that's the hard part sometimes, coming up with enough hands-on activities, you know, for everyone in the class. So a deal like the Monsanto Field Day that they put on is really good, because they break the kids up in smaller groups, and they're just not with their Griswold friends. They're mixed up with kids from other schools, and so, you know, they stand there side by side and they don't say a word, but by the time the day is over, they're talking and joking and laughing, and you know, they've met someone from another school that typically about half the time they've swapped cell numbers, so they text back and forth. So, you know, it's nice that they get experience, kids from other schools, and besides speaking with the agronomists and so forth.
You bet. Well, these are some of the kids they'll probably be competing with in some of the district competitions, too.
Yeah, and they sure do. They compete against those other schools and so forth, and you know, some of them stay in contact and talk back and forth, and every once in a while kids will make contact. And, oh, those kids that we saw, so-and-so, I talked to them last night on Facebook, and they said they were doing this. And so, you know, it does make those connections, that you know, friendship that goes on.
Well, and if you get those good shared experiences like that, that helps to get them a little bit more excited about maybe what's going on out there, too. So.
Yeah, sure does.
Very good. Well, I'm still impressed that you got that many kids together to go on a field trip during their summer.
Well, you know, I've always said the best part of being an ag teacher is the summer. Now, some people say the best part of being a teacher is June, July, August when you have no kids. And my best part about the summer is that's when I get to work closer with the kids. I don't have to have all that other strict, you know, have this done by this time, and I got to meet with the administration, and you have to meet and make these phone calls. This is, I call the kids up, hey, we have this going on. The ones that want to go, they show up, we load up, we go. We have a good time. They learn things. You know, that's the best part, is just to take the kids to these experiences and you know, get to know them a little bit better and have fun and have our discussions. And that's the best part about being a teacher in the summertime.
You bet. Well, I bet the math teacher would have a hard time getting 40 kids together to go out to some kind of a field trip in the summer.
I think they would.
All right. Kevin Blair, the Griswold FFA advisor. Hey, thanks a lot for sharing a little bit about that educational opportunity for the kids in the summer, and continued success with your program.
Well, thanks, Jim. And it's, you know, that's the best part of what I get to do, is spend time with the kids in the summer. So.